Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Juice. I'm your host, Matt Peralta, here off of bettingpros.com, and we are back for another Saturday of picks. And boy, it's beginning to get busy. It's beginning to be a lot of work. It's awesome. I love the grind. The grind's so important. You got to find your edges. You got to believe in your systems, and you got to believe in yourself. And it's tons of fun to make picks. And so yesterday, we go 1-1 in baseball after going 3-0 on opening day on Thursday. We go 1-1. Look, if you're going to get a bet wrong, it's good to get a bet really wrong. I had the under in the Twins and the White Sox game, and boy, did that go way, way over. In fact, by the third inning, that had already gone over. So, yikes, that was not good on my part. 10-5 was the final, the Twins with the win. 15 runs were scored. 9 was the total. It was steamed from 7.5 and it went up. I really thought we would see a good pitching matchup, and we did not. We saw a really bad pitching matchup. Lucas Giolito gave up 7 earned runs in 3 2/3 yesterday. I was pretty surprised at that. And then Jose Berrios gave up 7 hits, 5 earned runs in 4 innings of pitch. Those were supposed to be the best pitchers, the aces of those teams. So, again, though, the White Sox, I'm telling you, fade the White Sox. The White Sox are not going to be a good baseball team this year, although I do think that we're going to see Luis Robert win the Rookie of the Year, like I told you, at plus 400. He hit a ball yesterday 115 miles per hour. Yeah, that kid is strong. That kid can swing some lumber. All right, so we got 3 plays for you. I've got 1 play on the UFC card coming up in the main event for Whitaker versus Till. And I got 2 baseball games that I'm going to bet on coming up here on Saturday. I'm going to pass on golf. I'm going to pass on NASCAR for the Xfinity Series. I'm passing on golf because I got to stop betting on golf. So we're doing really well, except for golf. 1-5 on our last 6 bets on golf after, well, Brooks Koepka misses the cut, as did Tommy Fleetwood. They both missed the cut at the 3M. And it's just a frustration because we saw, we called it, right? We said that golf right now is not important for Brooks Koepka. I just picked the wrong guy. Tony Finau is in second place at 11 under. Tommy Fleetwood is now watching at home because, well, he missed the cut. So Fleetwood did not play well. So at 71, 72. So he's watching, as did, you know, with Brooks Koepka. He's going to be watching as well because he shot 70, 71. So he shoots 141. Fleetwood shoots 142. And so we lose our wager in our head-to-head, which is a really crummy way. And you should definitely look at your own sports books and figure out how they wind up ranking things because maybe you might get a push out of that because they both didn't make the cut. But at Circa Sports, where I bet, unfortunately, that is considered a loss because you go head-to-head, and whoever had the best record, the best score, is a loss. So we got that wrong. We got the Reds right, though, okay? So that was great. We got the Reds right for their win on opening day. Sonny Gray pitched very well, and that was good to see. So we called that correctly and watched that game go out where the Reds winning quite easily 7-1 for Cincinnati over the Tigers. And the Tigers are not a good baseball team by any stretch of the imagination. And again, we're going to fade bad teams early here in this sprint because good teams cannot lose focus. They got to stay on the ball. They got to get going, and they got to be good out of the gate. Sonny Gray, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts, gave up 1 home run. But Sonny Gray, again, extended his major league leading appearances without giving up 6 hits or more. So 3 hits given up, 6 innings for Sonny Gray. Now I believe that's number 39 for consecutive starts. I believe that's right. I think we talked about it yesterday. I forget the exact number, but Sonny Gray has been very, very good. So watch him when he's out there pitching for Cincinnati. Reds win. They go to 1-0. All right, let's start in baseball, and then we'll end with the UFC for our picks here on a Saturday's Daily Juice. We got 2 of them. And we're going to start, again, going back to the well here with bad baseball teams. And I don't know how good the Mets are. Okay, they aren't as bad as the second pick we're going to make on a team for fading, but I'm going to fade the Mets here because Max Fried is really good. Max Fried led NL left-handers last year with 17 wins, and he had a 2.96 ERA through his first 10 starts. He had some issues with injuries and a little struggling in the middle part of the year, but he was very good out of the gate. So the Braves get shut out yesterday, 1-0. They get shut out 1-0 on opening day. And that cannot sit well with Atlanta. I mean, this is a team that has some real big aspirations, but they've got COVID-19 scares. Both their catchers, including Travis d'Arnaud, who are back at home because they weren't feeling well. So in an abundance of caution, they went ahead and left him behind. So that's a little bit of a concern. Clearly the team is worried. Freddie Freeman already had COVID-19. The pitchers working with guys they're not used to. So that's not good right now for the Braves. But I think the Braves need a victory if they're getting shut out. I expect the bats to come alive here against Steven Matz, who, I mean, this is a guy who can get hit hard, right? I mean, Steven Matz is good pitcher at times, but he's had that blow up. He's had that big number. He's had that, you know, that start where you're like, oh my gosh, he gave up how many runs? So I think this might be kind of one of those starts here with the Braves coming in and the Braves not happy. Matz last year had an ERA of 4.05. So after getting shut out on opening day, I'm going to the Atlanta Braves to put some runs on the board, to get on the board, and to get a victory here against the New York Mets and Steven Matz. So I'm going to ride the team that lost at 0-1, and I'm going to ride the team with a better pitcher in Max Fried, left-hander coming in. Braves, if you look at the consensus odds here for the game, if you go to bettingpros.com, even money is the consensus odd on both sides. Some books have the Braves slightly favored. I got them at minus 107, Mets minus 104. You can figure out where, minus 111. I mean, depending on the book that you're going to be looking at, the consensus is even money, but FanDuel's got the Braves slightly favored at minus 110. BetMGM's got them favored at minus 111. So I'm going to take the minus 107 and the Braves, the better pitcher for Atlanta to get on the right track, get on the scoreboard for the first time this year. Braves over the Mets, play number one at minus 107. Now, for play number two, as I mentioned, I'm going to fade a really bad baseball team. I'm going to fade the Marlins here. Pitching matchup, Marlins at Phillies. Caleb Smith up against Zach Wheeler. Yesterday, kind of a surprise here that the Phillies lost on opening day to Miami 5-2. Kind of an eye-opener, kind of a huh type of game. Now, it's only one game, but it definitely raised eyebrows that the Marlins won on opening day 5-2. And the Phillies are at home, and I don't think they want to start 0-2 in a 60-game season, in particular at home. So Zach Wheeler will make his Phillies debut against the Miami Marlins. Caleb Smith goes on the other side. In three starts last year against the Phillies, Smith had a 3.60 ERA. Got off to a pretty good start last year, but then injuries kicked in, and his second half ERA was really bad at 5.42. But Zach Wheeler coming in last year with the Mets, now with the Phillies, but Zach Wheeler versus the Miami Marlins last year was 2-1 with a 1.96 ERA, 23 innings, a 1.04 whip, and 26 strikeouts. This team needs to get some runs on the board, and I think they're going to get some runs on the board against Caleb Smith and this Miami Marlins team. I'm going to go to the run line here because the odds, it's, you know, the Phillies are pretty heavily favored here. Minus 175 is the consensus odds of bettingpros.com. The Marlins are plus 165, all the way up to 180, 182, 189, depending on where you're looking at this. So I'm going on the run line here, and I'm taking the Phillies at plus 102. You get a little plus money on this, depending on the book you're looking at, but the Phillies on the run line, which is laying 1.5 runs against the Miami Marlins. I think the Phillies, after scoring 2 runs yesterday in the heat in the summer of Philadelphia, the balls fly out of that ballpark. I think they get rolling. I think the offense comes to life against Miami. The Phillies will put things right for them into the win column to get their first victory on the year. So, two baseball plays, Phillies on the run line, and we're taking the Braves minus 107 to win their game against the New York Mets. Let's go to UFC Fight Night, Whitaker versus Till. Darren Till, Robert Whitaker. I have looked at this card up and down. I have tried to find angles on this card. I have tried to find bettable, fun fights, angles that I like, and I can't find much on this card. I gotta be honest. This is the fourth card on Fight Island. This feels a little bit, I don't want to say thrown together, but there's some really weird things going on here on this card. Like the fact that you've got a guy who has been almost his whole career, almost the entire career, fighting at light heavyweight, now moving up to heavyweight. I don't know what to make of Alexander Gustafsson going up to heavyweight to fight Fabricio Werdum. I mean, this is minus 335 for Gustafsson? This is a guy who can't beat John Jones at light heavyweight, so he goes to heavyweight. And he wants to try this division. He put on 35 pounds, looks like a tub of goo on the scales, because he's just not used to being this size. It doesn't feel right, but he's a massive favorite. I'm not really interested. For Hua versus Nogueira, you know, Shogun is minus 190. Okay, that's a lot of juice for a fight that might be a toss-up. The only fight that I thought about betting, and I'm a lean here, I'm going to give you a lean, Rodriguez and Esparza. I'm leaning towards Rodriguez. She's much taller, much longer, younger. I think if she stays away from Carla Esparza on the ground, I think she'll win that fight going away. She's a heavy minus 180 favorite. Consensus odds off bettingpros.com. I just don't like laying that much juice right now on a fight that might be somewhat of a toss-up if it goes to the ground. So I don't like that fight. I don't like Gustafsson. I don't like Shogun. I've gone back and forth and looked for angles. The only thing I can come up with right now that I like is Darren Till to win this fight. I think Darren Till wins because I'm not so sure Robert Whittaker is fully healthy and committed to fighting anymore. I mean, this guy got into wars with Yoel Romero, back-to-back fights, and then he loses the belt to Adesanya. And he said all sorts of weird things after that fight about not really wanting to fight anymore. And I know he's saying all the right things now leading into fight week. I just think Darren Till is more hungry here. I think Darren Till wants it more than Whittaker. And I think I always look for storylines when it comes to these events. I'm always looking like, what's happening here? Who are they trying to showcase? Darren Till still has a lot of gas left in the tank. Darren Till still could be the guy the UFC thought. I mean, a contender in the 185 division, a guy who could potentially compete for the belt, maybe win the belt, right? Whittaker is on the back end of his career, and Whittaker has taken so much damage. I just think this is Till's opportunity to get a really big, big win. I know Darren Till is a low-output fighter. I know Darren Till is not the most exciting of fighters. This fight may go five rounds. So I looked at the total is 4.5 rounds. It's juiced to the under. And I was surprised at that. It was juiced to the under. But I was looking at it going, okay, I think this thing goes to the cards, but I don't know because of the chin of Whittaker. And maybe he's not right. Maybe he's not focused. Maybe he isn't. Once he gets hit hard, I mean, that's the thing with fighting. Like, if your brain starts telling you we shouldn't do this anymore, or we don't feel right, or we're just not fully committed to the sport, when you get tagged, when you get really tattooed in the octagon, everything just kind of falls apart for you. So I don't know what to do with this fight except take Darren Till to win. It's kind of a basic fight. It is plus money, okay, depending on what book you're looking at. It's plus money. I got it at plus 109. It's plus 115 on our betting odds, consensus odds, off bettingpros.com. But I just think that Darren Till can either knock out Whittaker or win it on the scorecards. I don't think this fight's going to be exciting. I don't think this fight's going to be all that enjoyable, to be quite honest. I think in the beginning, Darren Till is going to be very conservative. He's going to stay away. Everyone talks about Darren Till and the Jorge Masvidal five-second knockout, right? That's the number one narrative around him. They got to get rid of that. He needs a win. He needs a knockout. It would be wonderful for the company if Darren Till wound up knocking out Whittaker. But I just don't have a good feel on this card. I just don't have a good feel on this entire event, nor the main event. But I do like Darren Till to win this because I think he's got more left in the tank. I think he's hungrier, and I think he's a very difficult southpaw guy to fight against. He's tough. I mean, he's very awkward, and he's just not that easy to figure out. So I think Till could win it on the cards. I think Till could win it by knockout. I don't think he'll win it by submission, but I'm just going to do what I think is the safest of plays here when I don't really feel great about the entire card or this one fight for that matter. I'm just going to take the plus 107, Darren Till to win over Robert Whittaker in the main event over on Fight Island for UFC Fight Night 3. So, three plays for you coming up here on the Saturday morning Daily Juice. We've got baseball, run line for the Phillies. We're taking the Braves to win. And we're taking Darren Till to win as well. 4-2 week going right now. Let's hopefully have another good Saturday, another good day, cash some more tickets. We're back tomorrow with more baseball plays for sure. And maybe we'll dip our toe into the 3M a little bit as well. We might bet golf if we can't find baseball plays that we like. But I'm so bad at golf right now, I'm going to stick with baseball. Doing much better. 4-1 in baseball, 1-5 in golf. So let's stick with baseball for a little bit. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, please, please do so. Leave a review on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts for us. Take a screenshot, send it in to contest@bettingpros.com, and you could win an autographed Dalvin Cook jersey. I'm Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt. We'll have a lot of fun Saturday night watching the fights and watching baseball. Let's get after it. We're back tomorrow off bettingpros.com for a Sunday's edition of the Daily Juice.